感谢神，从今天开始我们有三天的灵恩会。
Thank God, beginning today, we have 3 days of spiritual convocation.
我们要用三天的时间来亲近神。
We would like to use these 3 days to draw near to God.
我想用一节圣经节互相来勉励，做我们早祷会的题目。
I would like to use a passage for our mutual encouragement and as our topic for this morning prayer.
诗篇126篇。
Psalm 126.
诗篇126篇。
Psalm 126.
第五节。
Psalm 126, verse 5. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
这个是上行之诗。
This is the hymn of the Psalms.
这里说，流泪撒种必欢呼收割。
And it says, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
这是神在宇宙当中设下的一个定律。
This is a law that God has instituted.
就是有种一定会有收。
If there's a sowing, there shall be a reaping.
那如果我们要收，一定要先种。
And for us to reap, we must sow first.
有很多人很想得到。
There are many people who want to reap, want to obtain this.
得到神的恩典。
To receive the blessing of God.
但是他不愿意投入去追求。
But they are not willing to put in the effort to pursue.
所以他可以看到很多人体会到神，体会到恩典，但是本身没有体验。
They can see that many people have received blessings, have received grace from God, but they themselves have not experienced.
但是倒过来看。
But if we look again,
我们看很多人身上有很多的见证。
We see that many people have blessing and testimony on their lives.
对神有丰富的体验。
They have experienced much from God.
我们都会发觉到他们是在信仰上有在努力追求的。
We can all observe that they have pursued and have put in effort on their faith.
所以神就给他们有收获。
So that God will give them abundance.
而且世界上最让人感动的一生难以忘记的是属灵上的收获。
So in our life, the most inspiring that's not easily forgettable is the abundance in spiritual blessings.
我们以前常常在 NYTS 结束的时候，来听一些学员的感想。
In every NYTS, we often have a concluding reflections.
绝大部分的学员都觉得我在这里得到很多。
Most attendees all feel that they have received much from the seminars.
我的生命得到更新。
And their lives have been changed.
我的心重新得到滋润。
That their hearts have been renewed and nurtured.
我的生活将会有改变。
And that there will be a transformation in their lives.
那 NYTS 完了都很喜乐。
And after NYTS, they all feel with joy.
那我们常常发现这一些学员都是很用心的去耕种投入。
We can often find that these attendees are all putting effort to pursue to learn.
那有时候我们发现 NYTS 这个最辛苦的就是这辅导员。
And we often find that during this NYTS, the most people who work the hardest are the counselors.
有一些辅导员他们在讲感想的时候，真的是流泪。
And some of these counselors, when they reflect, when they share, they often share with tears.
就是看到神对我们下一代的祝福，非常感动。
Because they were touched by how God blessed our next generation youth.
但是他们是最辛苦的。
But they work the hardest.
因为他们有投入，所以他们也就有收割喜乐。
Because they put in the effort, so they will reap in joy.
但是我们也有看到一少部分的没有什么体验。
But we also seen a few that have not experienced much.
所以他就不会再想回来。
And they would not desire to come back.
觉得这里很辛苦。
They feel that it's a very difficult to attend a seminar, and sit in the church for a whole day.
祷告这么长。
And then pray for such a long time.
不想再回来。
And they do not desire to come back.
因为他没有得到什么。
Because they have not received much.
那没有得到什么，是因为他没有付出，没有投入，没有追求。
And the reason that they did not receive anything is because they did not put in effort, they did not pursue.
所以神在这个宇宙设下这个定律，是我们每一个人都可以去经历到的。
So, God set up this law in this universe so that every one of us will experience it.
我们神给我们一生的时间。
God give us a set time.
到我们离开世界。
Until the day that we leave this world.
有的人是满满而走。
Some people leave with hands full in their hands.
有的人是空手而回。
Some leave with empty hands.
那到底活着一辈子，我们是要很空虚的走，还是很丰盛的走？
So if we live a life in this world, should we go empty-handed or should we go with abundance?
那完全就是决定我们的生活态度。
It all depends on our attitude of our life.
我们愿意不愿意付出。
Whether we are willing to put in effort.
我们是不是愿意牺牲。
Whether we are willing to sacrifice.
但是这个世代的人常常觉得我要活得很快乐。
However, the people of this generation often feel that they want to live enjoy themselves.
所以不快乐的我不做。
Something that's not fun, something that's not happy, they will not do it.
但是这里告诉我们要流泪，撒种流泪在前面。
But here it tells that we should sow in tears, the tears are in the front.
然后欢呼在后面。
And then the follow after with joy.
所以人如果不愿意流泪。
So if one is not willing to shed tears,
我们人就很难收割欢乐，在灵里面的喜乐。
Then it will be very difficult to reap in joy, especially the spiritual joy.
那我们如果只是在生活，一直要种快乐。
So if we want also, if we only want to sow the seed of happiness,
我要把它活得快乐。
We want to live in happiness.
那我们常常收割就是虚空。
And then what we will reap will be emptiness, vanity.
所以一个生活很喜乐的一个信徒。
So a believer who is filled with joy in their lives.
有时候常常他的过程是有流泪过的。
We can often see that they have gone through the shedding of tears in their process.
所以流泪本身就是喜乐的一个来源。
So shedding of tears is a source of joy.
好，那如果我们看诗篇一百二十六篇本身呢
？Now if we look at Psalm 126 itself,
有时候我们在看第五节，第五节好像跟前面四节凑不起来。
If we look at verse 5, it seems that verse 5 has nothing to do with the first four verses.
因为第五节讲流泪撒种，是在讲种。
Here it says that those who sow in tears, those who sow.
特别第六节带种流泪出去，要欢欢。乐乐的带禾捆回来。
And then on verse 6 says, He who continue goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing.
那这跟第一节到第四节有什么关系
？So how is are these two verses related to first four verses?
那如果我们来看他们的欢乐，那我们就可以了解。
Now if we look at their rejoicing, then we could understand.
诗篇一百二十六篇。
Psalm 126.
第一节。
Verse 1, when the Lord brought back the captivity of the Zion, we were like those who dream.
第二节。
Verse 2, then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they say some among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them.
第三节。
Verse 3, the Lord has done great things for us and we are glad.
为什么他们会非常喜乐？
So why are they glad?
因为神为他们行大事。
Because God has done wonderful thing for them.
那看不见的神。
The invisible God.
那曾经让他们被掳到巴比伦那一位神。
The God who once led them taken captivity to Babylon.
今天看到他施展大的作为。
Today they have seen that God has done great things for them.
就是把他们从巴比伦带回来。
Is to bring them back from the captivity of Babylon.
那第四节，请读。
Verse 4, bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south.
这个地方说，被掳的归回，好像南地的河水复流。
So verse 4 says, bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south.
如果我们了解当时的情况，这差不多是不可能。
If we understand the situation back then, we would think that this is almost impossible.
啊，因为巴比伦或者后来的波斯王哦，都是非常强盛的。
We know Babylon and the kingdom followed after the Persia, they are all very strong.
那以色列百姓是亡国的。
And we know that the Israelites have lost their country.
他们在那里是差不多是当奴隶的，是殖民地。
They were like slaves.
啊，这个怎么有可能会回来呢？
Now, how were they possible to come back?
哦，这是人不可想象的一件事情。
So this is something that's unimaginable.
啊，但是这是神的作为。
But this is the great great works of God.
所以在历代志下最后一章啊啊，波斯王古列元年呢，就神的灵感动他。
So on the last chapter of Second Chronicles, God touched the King Cyrus.
所以他就下命令让以色列百姓全部都回去。
And he made an order, a decree that all people of Israel should return to their home country.
是神的灵感动他们。
It was the Spirit of God who touched him.
所以这个人虽然他没有拜神
，So even though this person does not worship God，
但是当神的灵感动他
，But when the spirit of God touched him，
他下的命令就完全跟耶利米先知的预言一样。
But the decree that he gave out is 100% according to the what prophet Jeremiah has prophesied，
就是以色列百姓被掳七十年
，That they will be in captivity for 70 years。
然后七十年后回来，他们再回来。
And after 70 years, they shall return.
那这个神的预言好像是一个剧本写下来。
So the prophecies of God is like a play.
然后就照这个剧本这样一直演下去。
And then the people continue to play according to the play.
所以整个人类的历史其实都是在神的掌控之中。
So as we can see that the human history is in control of God's hand.
那时间到了，神就感动波斯王，那他们就回来。
So when the time is right, God touched the heart of King Cyrus, and so to send Israelites back.
所以这里说神为我们行大事。
So here say that God has done great things for us.
回到他的故乡。
To come back to their home country.
建设他们的殿。
To rebuild their temple.
敬拜他们的神。
To build their God.
这是何等美妙的事情。
To worship their God, this is such a wonderful thing.
那前面说为什么说流泪撒种？
So, but why did they say that to sow in tears?
就是他们被掳到巴比伦那是痛苦的经验。
It's because that when they were captured in Babylon, it was a painful experience.
那在痛苦当中，他们不断的反省，不断的悔改。
But in their painful experience, they continue to repent, continue to change.
他们了解为什么神爱我们，但是让这件事情发生。
They pray, they reflect why God loves us, but let these things happen to them.
一定是我们做了神不高兴的事。
Must be that they have done something that offended God.
所以那一段日子就是悔改流泪的日子。
So that period of time is a time for them to shed tears and to repent.
罪悔改干净了，神的恩典就临到。
Once they repent of their sins, the blessing and grace of God will come upon them.
所以今天我们在这个地方来亲近神。
So today we are here to draw ourselves near to God.
如果我们流泪
，If we shed our tears,
这个灵会结束，我们将要欢呼收割。
When the spiritual convocation concluded, we shall reap in joy.
流泪有很多不同的原因。
And there are many reasons for us to shed our tears.
那总是我们想，我们用心来亲近神。
But let's think about that. If we draw ourselves near to God,
神一定会让我们丰丰富富的有收获。
And God will surely let us reap abundantly.
所以我们还有二十分钟的时间，我们一起来祷告。
So we still have 20 minutes. Let us all pray together.
求主带领祝福我们的灵恩布道会。
We ask God to bless and guide our spiritual convocation.
让每一个人能够丰丰富富、欢欢喜喜的有收获。
So that each and every one of us can abundantly reap. From this spiritual convocation, we are all welcome to come to forward and pray together. Let's all kneel down and pray together.